Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Summer is here, and so a familiar sight returns to the night sky, bats. They help farmers and the rest of us by eating about a million bugs a year per bat. But white nose syndrome has severely reduced the bat population. In Pennsylvania, the disease has pushed some species to the statewide endangered species list. As Reed Frazier of the Allegheny Front reports, scientists are testing a new method to try to save them.
On a bright morning in central Pennsylvania, about 20 people in white Tyvek suits gather around Greg Turner, a biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission.
Then we're going to continue moving through the site till we get to about the middle. And the middle is where the little brown should be on the ceiling up at the top. And we're going to grab 20 little brown bats for the study. When we grab those bats...
The team is here at an abandoned railroad tunnel to check on a population of little brown bats. The species has been hit hard by white nose syndrome, a decade-old plague on America's bat population. This team is looking at whether a commonly used chemical can slow the epidemic. Wading into the tunnel in ankle-deep water, they eventually get to higher ground. It's pitch black, aside from headlamps and flashlights, which reveal tiny bats hibernating inside crevices in the tunnel walls.
So that's a little brown bat right there. And it has a little bit of a dark mask across the face there.
Scientists are trying lots of things to help these bats. Some are working on vaccines or using UV light to treat bats. This group is trying something else. Last summer, they treated this tunnel with a common antifungal agent. Today, they're trying to see if it helped reduce the spread of the invasive fungus that causes white nose syndrome. Turner carries a ladder into the tunnel and opens it beneath a clump of hibernating bats. He climbs up with a harvesting pole, a long, thin rod with a piece of fabric wrapped around the end. He nudges the bats with the fabric tip until they grab on with their claws. He then lowers them onto a net held by the team below. While Turner is up on the ladder, his colleague Barry Overton from nearby Lock Haven University explains the chemical they used here to treat the tunnel, polyethylene glycol, is found in toothpaste and laxatives. The treatment, he says, is just like spraying a field with insecticide.
But we're not treating the bats. We're trying to lower the environmental reservoir of the pathogen.
Overton says they wouldn't treat naturally formed caves because they wouldn't want to disturb their delicate microbiomes formed over millennia. But tunnels like this one, built within the last 100 years, could be fair game.
There's plenty of abandoned mines and plenty of railroad tunnels in Pennsylvania that could be refugia that we could treat that could help get the population of bats up.
After capturing the bats, the team members put them, still half asleep, in small paper bags. Gradually, they begin to stir, scratching at the bags with their claws. Marianne Gagnon, a PhD candidate at Temple University, is weighing and measuring each bat.
The ones we had this morning were all between 6 and a bit above 10 grams.
That's the weight of 2 pennies. She tells me to pick up one of the paper bags to see how light they are.
It doesn't...
And that's a big brown, so it's bigger.
I don't feel like I'm holding anything.
Oh, it's really light.
There's nothing in the bag.
After the team weighs and measures each bat, they swab their wings to test for the DNA of the fungus that causes white nose. It came from Europe or Asia around 2006, says one of the team's leaders, Brent Sewell, a biologist with Temple University. He says little brown bats were once common in Pennsylvania, but because of white nose, it's now on the statewide endangered species list and might be on the federal list soon.
We are just seeing massive declines, whereas you might have seen tens of thousands of bats previously. You might go to the same exact site today and only see tens of bats.
Turner and Sewell photograph each bat using UV light. If there's any white nose fungus on the wing, it will glow orange. Some of the wings have orange splotches on them, signs of white nose. But overall, Turner says these bats look like they're doing well.
The vast majority of them seem to have less infection, kind of a rate, I'd put it equivalent to like mid-season. So they probably did have a slight delay on getting exposed, which is what we were kind of going for.
He holds one of the last bats by its wing and lets it hang until it starts flapping on its own.
Come on, fly.
There you go.
They need a little encouragement sometimes.
The bat takes off down the dark tunnel. If all goes well, it will leave the cave in a few weeks, safe from White Nose for another summer. Turner says he hopes to release his findings by the end of the year. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.